continuing our tour of various shops and stores around Stockport. After it's quite a niche. Today we are in a craft store. We are surrounded by card making kits, stickers, icing, cake decorating, baking ingredients. What's over here? Wedding stationery. We've got room decor, kids party. There's lots going on. There's box frames. There's boxes. Oh, I love a good box stationery. Oh, classic stationery. We've got the duct tape. We've got handle with care, do not bend.
Oh, look at these boxes. Oh, I love a good box.
So today we are here to talk about getting ready to love the new you. Ooh.
What's there not to like in that? The thought of loving yourself if you don't currently feel that way. Hopefully by the end of this, you are going to have a plan of how you can feel so much better about yourself.
You know, like just like you would build a recipe to build your favourite cake. Maybe you were, I don't know, you want the ultimate wedding cake that you've always ever wanted. The best birthday cake. You want to make your own cards. You want to design your life.
Oh,
do you see what I'm getting at? That's why we've come here. We've got a table plan kit here. Oh. I mean, there's a grazing board. I love grazing board with a tent card. I'm not quite sure what that is. But glue dots. You know, let's just think about this. For many years, when it came to weight loss, I often used a mini glue gun to stick myself together. Then I moved on to staples. For a while, I had paper clips because that was so temporary. But we want to get the super glue and make this last for good. I want to glue this once. I want it to stay.
Yes. I think, do you know what? It is about making that final commitment to cement it all together, isn't it?
So, as we walk into the pencil and sets and pens aisle, you have your journal out and do some notes as you listen to us? Talk about, you know, what it means in the mindset, the psychology kind of support program that Slimming World offers. We want to get into a couple of things. If you are a member, you may want to pick out your Choose Success book, which is in your pack. And on the front of it, it says, yes, you can achieve your dreams and hold on to them for good. And it has three hands with sparklers. So we are, look what we're opposite right now. The portfolios. We are building our new portfolio. You know, we're building all these different tools and techniques. In fact, is there a toolbox here, Anna?
I think there may be a craft box that we can create and develop. A craft box.
A craft.
Do you know what? Is there such a thing as bullying in the workplace? Because right now, I'm being bullied in the workplace.
I love it, really. Craft.
Do you know what's really exciting? Is that we know from over 55 years of experience in, you know, this kind of area, that you need to understand that losing weight is goes so much deeper, doesn't it? It really is something where we've got to look at how we cook, how we shop, how we eat, but we've also got to make deep-seated kind of psychological changes. And knowing that Slimming World is the place where you can do all of that, where you can make strides in terms of habits and how you feel and think about yourself, how you view weight, how you view food. But you've got to first and foremost kind of acknowledge that you do need to make those changes and that you do kind of need to retrain your mindset. So I think, first of all, does anybody listening to this, is understanding where you are in your head and where you want to get to, and how that you can, as you get closer and closer to your target weight, make things or put things in place that are going to allow you to lose the weight, but more importantly, keep it off. And I think it's really special to know that that is something that's very personal to you. And that's key, because, you know, one size doesn't fit all. We do have to do different things that, you know, like we've talked about activity before. The baggage I came with activity was totally different to how you felt. The way you ate was different to the way I ate. So again, this is about developing a personalized plan to help you kind of get ready to love yourself again and make changes that will stick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like some of the inner script lines that perhaps that we have previously said to ourselves, like, I'm not a physically active person. I'm no good at sports, not swimming, not dancing, not even walking. I'm hopeless at losing weight. I'm just no good at it. I'm the sort of person who starts well, then never finishes anything. These are some of the limited beliefs that we hold. And I think a big part of what is different about that support element of the program is that it means that you are getting support with what to eat, how to eat, how to make those swaps. You're getting encouraged to do some activity at your own pace, but also you are getting encouraged to really think about some of the behaviours or these limited beliefs that you've had previously which have held you back, and that's, I think, where you can get creative.
Yes,
see what I'm talking about? You can get journaling, you can get exploring some of the different tools that Slimming World has for members, be it for and against lists. I mean, we've actually done episodes on visualization before, which has really helped. And people have sent us their paintings, their drawings, their vision boards of what they want that their life to look like. What are you working towards? Because I think previously people perhaps have lost weight and they've aimed for a number. They've got to that number and it's like, and then what?
Yeah.
Whereas I think if we look, say, even in this store, look, we have got balloons in front of us, okay? They're not just any kind of balloon. They've got green balloons, you've got red balloons, you've got pink balloons with congrats on, you've got what's this one say, pearlized balloons,
confetti balloon, that's right up my street.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's all kinds of types of balloons, there's all kinds of different ways that your target lifestyle could look like. So I think it's about actually thinking about that from the outset.
100%.
And also, I suppose, celebrating, if we look at some of the kits over here.
Yes.
Of the, you know, the fancy little celebration anniversary type things that we've got over here, the different colours, the brightness of it, you know, the different textures of it all. It's about that celebrating as you go along, because previously in other journeys, I waited until I, you know, got to my target weight to celebrate any kind of changes that had happened along the way.
And in this, again, is learning about the things that you need to love about yourself. So the fact that you are trying, the fact that you are adapting, you are developing, you are learning new skills is really, really a key thing, isn't it? And it's understanding that the belief system you had about yourself previously isn't serving you well. You will find with negative self-talk that you have a lot of information to back yourself up that it's correct. And this is again about understanding that and re-kind of shaping it.
What I think is interesting is a lot of people come to a weight loss program and they expect to be told what they need to do, when they need to do it, and this is the and we're looking for someone to give us all the answers. And I think perhaps what is the freedom around Slimming World program for me was very much a design your own, do it yourself, decorate your own, but here's the guidelines of how we do it. You make it be the way you work or your lifestyle. If you work shift work, if you are pregnant, if you are, vegan, absolutely. And, you know, like, we're stood right in front of at the moment that make your own kits. And I think that actually you could imagine everybody in your group has their own kit. Maybe the person next to you has make your own spoon fairies, whereas you might have make your own paper house. I'm certain Anna is going to be either a make your own hanging unicorn or colour in snow globe unicorn. Is it the dinosaur?
No, I'm a wooden fairy door, actually.
But you see, that's, I think, what is interesting, that we don't all come to Slimming World and be like, right, what do I need to eat? When do I need to eat? And we all do the same. Yeah. I think that actually it's kind of empowering you to kind of work out, well, what's right for me? How do I want my target life to look? What kind of activity is right for me? What kind of limited beliefs do I have?
And I think there's another thing that's really key. When you're going to change them, it's looking at practical things you need to do. So really understanding, right, if I'm going to change who I am and the habits I've got to look at practical changes that I need to make. So, you know, eating healthily and loving it, your sins, you know, they are something that you think about last rather than first. Being active and getting that kind of into your lifestyle.
I'm just thinking, you know, as well, in case you don't know, the Thermal Programme, SINS is part of the plan. It stands for Synergy, not S-I-N, so it's nothing bad, but they are the aspect that you can have chocolate, cake, the pizza, but you need to kind of build it as part of the plan and make sure you weigh and measure it.
Yeah, and I think it's about, okay, I know that I want to learn to love myself, appreciate myself differently, change these habits. What steps do I need to put in place? And I would always say one of the biggest steps is getting the help and the support with group and the online community has got to be kind of almost at the centre of all of that, because we've tried numerous times to change our own habits and actually we need the support, the community, the camaraderie to help us facilitate our growth, because there's only so far you can go without that inspiration, those ideas and that understanding and empathy.
Yeah. One of the things I do really like about the pack is inside it's got like these really cool quotes.
Oh, I love
so
a
there's
quote.
One that jumped out at me which I think really kind of made me stop and think about it. It says on page 31 of this Choose Success book, it says, "It's not about the weight you lose, it's about the life you gain."
Yeah.
And I never really thought about
that.
True
is that.
When
though?
I started, I just wanted to lose the weight quickly as possible. Mm. I felt, I felt pretty rubbish about myself, if I'm honest. And I wasn't quite sure where to start. And actually doing this with the support, I think, has allowed me to think about, yes, the aspects that I have gained, what I've learnt,
the changes you've made. You're able to celebrate yourself, and also I think being around other people who get it, they celebrate for you and with you. And that was a big turning point for me, understanding that other people saw things in me that I'd never seen and helped with that growth as a person, because I was so broken when I joined. There is no one who could have been ruder about me than myself, and actually what this allowed me to do was understand that and then make the changes to become happier, I think.
Mm. See, it's interesting, isn't it? Like now we've ended up, we're just wandering around the shop, basically. We've ended up coming to the picture frames. Yeah. And picture frames, this is kind of one of the things that brought me through the doors of Slimming World, of seeing photos of myself 100%. On holiday. And I realised the truth about where
what
I'd got
like
to.
And how you felt, yeah.
And even now, I think I still struggle at putting photos up in a frame of me. But it feels like when you put a frame around it and it's on a wall, it feels like
it's special.
Yeah.
And it's there. And actually, do you know what? It's the significance of it, isn't it? That actually that photo of me feels good enough to put in a frame.
That is interesting, because it's fascinating why different people come through the doors of Slimming World. I mean, health is a massive one.
Huge
health
driver.
Is huge, isn't it? You know, so many people say that is a key driver. I think Slimming World has done some research about that recently. And obviously there are other aspects aside from losing weight. As part of Slimming World, there are also things like Club 10.
Oh my gosh, and what a Club 10
is. What is that?
So that's when you've lost 10% of your starting body weight. It's going to lower your risk of things like cholesterol, heart disease, diabetes, weight-related cancers. It's a magnificent change to your body. So that does propel a lot of people to come in, because actually, you know, they're pre-diabetic, they've got high blood pressure, their cholesterol's through the roof. And just by losing 10%, it's going to have such an impact on your health.
Yeah, that... If we think about what the title of the subject is, you know, getting ready to love the new year, and it's amazing really to watch so many people turn that around.
Do you know, I was thinking about this, I was in group last week, and someone who had fatty liver, who had, you know, high cholesterol, and has eradicated that with weight loss. Eradicated that. That is incredible. So, you know, it's so exciting to know that you have the ability to change your health, how you feel about yourself, and then have a knock-on effect on your family and friends as well. It's exciting that some small changes that you can consistently do will have a profound impact.
So on page 27, it has another quote which says, "Success doesn't just happen, it's planned for." Ooh. And I look at, if we go one aisle next, there is the workshop area. And it's interesting, isn't that? That, ooh, you know, by making a commitment, be it a countdown with a Slimming World group, be it like joining one of the offers if you're an online member to pay for 3 months instead of a rolling 1 month. You know, it's making that commitment to say, I'm here and I'm going to work on myself. I'm here to make those changes. I'm here to find a way that means that I keep this weight off and I want to make it stick.
I'm here in the good, the bad and the indifferent, through all the lumps, the bumps, the hard bits. And again, we know that it is something, if you're consistent, you will succeed.
Yeah. One of the things people had talked to me about was like around affirmations.
Well,
you know,
an affirmation.
I've previously found them a bit cheesy.
Oh, it's not the right affirmation for you if it's cheesy.
That's very true. But the number one affirmation I kind of came down to was I wanted to be able to say with true belief that I am a healthy, active person.
You really are, though.
Yeah, but I still kind of struggle with that because there's a small part of me that's like, well, but you know, you've still got a few pounds to go. You've still got a little bit more to do.
Shut that negative voice in a box, Claire. Shut it in a box.
But that's why I continue calling upon the support of Swimming World to make sure that, you know, even after a few years, I'm still trying to find a way to make it stick. And
because you've got to think about
the I've had those feelings and thoughts for years.
Exactly, but also you've had them for so long and you are practicing on changing them. It doesn't happen overnight. We've got to ascertain
it ain't no unicorn.
It isn't, no. And it can't, you've got to keep practicing. It's like learning to drive. It took me 10 years to learn to drive, you know, a long time. And now, 17 years later, I'm a very proficient driver. Mm. Right, I'm going to get some of these glass jars.
It was funny, actually. One of the things in the pandemic that I did at the pantry, I sorted out a pantry for the first time in my life. I had a pantry and I got a whole load of these jars and emptied pasta, all the whole grains, chickpeas. And so now I know exactly what I have in and what I don't.
Love that.
But a little tip that I would say, because it gets a bit confusing when you've
Label
got like
it.
Couscous, buckwheat, quinoa next to each other, chop out the bit that says what it is and stick it in the jar.
That is a clever thing.
Because I've got to say, we've got three jars of flour. I've no idea what they are.
Oh, but you need to label it, don't you? Oh, I like these. Look at these. I love a pretty bottle.
Right. Well, Anna is obviously deep distracted here. This is Anna's kind of place.
It is. I'm going to buy my bottles.
I mean, I want to go back to the make your own kits, really.
Do you want to, shall we take you back there? I'm going to get some bottles.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Let's go.
Well, we hope, if you are a member, then do have a read through your Choose Success pack. A couple of weeks ago, we did talk through the food optimising book as well. So you can go and listen back to that. It was on New Year's Day in case you were otherwise engaged. If you are a Swimming member, don't forget that you have access to all of our back catalogue and we put out a new podcast every single week. You can come and meet us, by the way. We are on Instagram at Swimming World Podcast, where you'll see us doing various
ridiculous things.
And of course, if you're not on social media, then there is a way to reach us, which is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. But in the meantime, whilst we look at a castle cake turret set and a unicorn shaped cake pan, we'll leave you there to think about how do you want to celebrate the new you? What do you want the new you to feel and look like and do and be? Start dreaming about that, because we know that when you get really fixed on where you're going and you can picture that journey, you're more likely to have success in getting there. So have a great week. Stay motivated. Enjoy your food and see you in a bit.
Bye for now.
Now then. I bet you thought the episode had finished. Well, here's a little Brucey bonus for you. This little message is for those of you who aren't a Swimming World member, but you're liking listening to our podcast. You're more than welcome. But we thought we'd better tell you that if we are inspiring you, then we'd love for you to find out a bit more about Swimming World. Swimming World sponsor our podcast. They have a brilliant website, which is swimmingworld.co.uk. There you can find your nearest group. You can see which consultants are nearby you, see what times of the groups there are, or you can discover more about the digital only service and what an online membership looks like. So go check out swimmingworld.co.uk, have a little mooch, have a bit of a nosy, go to the blog, check out some of the recipes, and have a little bit of a ponder. In the meantime, have a great week. Ta-ra!